Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
I know we all try to do the right thing. We try to make a difference. We try to leave the world a better place than we found it. Right? That's the saying that we're told.
Sure.
And part of that is recycling. You know, everyone, you see those little things, recycle, recycle. And that is really trendy right now. Making sure that you're eco-friendly. I see all sorts of people who are really into making sure that their food is sustainable and the clothing they wear, and it's like that is their number one priority when it comes to decisions. Mark Cox, your hand is raised.
I have a question, Kim.
Yes.
What's your one thing?
I know what you're talking about. My one thing is not recycling. It's not, we do recycle, but there is this story on CBS Sunday Morning, which, by the way, is very telling that CBS had this on its air.
Yes.
About recycling. And I have heard that it is not what we have been sold. Like this whole thing about, oh, yeah, you're really helping the planet when you recycle and it's so incredibly important. It's really not as important as you think it is. Listen to part of the story.
You're being lied to. The vast majority of plastics are not recycled. They're just not.
About 48 million tons of plastic waste is generated in the U.S. each year. Only 5 to 6% of it is actually recycled. The rest ends up in landfills or is burned.
There you go. Only 6% of what people recycle is actually recycled. That woman you heard from in the very beginning, Jan Dell, she's a former chemical engineer. And she's speaking truth about what's going on with these plastics. She's saying, you know, the little arrows you see on the bottles, the water bottles you have or whatever.
The little rectangle.
Yes, the triangle. Triangle? Rectangle? What are you talking about?
You're okay. Right, triangle.
All right. Got to make sure we get that clear here on our shapes. So she says that those little arrows that look like they're chasing each other, they started showing up on plastic products back in 1988. Says it was part of a push to convince the public that plastic waste wasn't a problem and that it can be recycled. But she's like, really what this comes down to is that they just needed people to believe that it was working, to feel good about them tossing that water bottle or whatever other plastic product that they're using into the recycling bin, feeling like, I'm a good person. I'm doing my part here. Well, just so you know, it's not that you're a bad person, but just so you know, it's not doing as much good as you think. Likely, more than likely, it's ending up in the landfill.
So, Kim, this is a much bigger problem than that. Single stream recycling is dead. Just so you know. So, I covered this story years ago when it was trendy to, we found somebody over in Kirkwood. Of course, it was Kirkwood. Who had this perfect little system worked out, and the paper, the used post-dispatch would go here, and the plastic bottles would go here, and then they had a place in their garden where they would compost all of their food that they scraped off their plates, and they'd use it in the garden, and it was just the perfect little scenario. Well, the average family that works 60 or 70 hours a week, taking care of kids, doing all this other garbage, they don't have time for that, right? So they came up with the brilliant idea, what if we did single stream recycling, where if you want to recycle something, you put it all in the same container and we'll sort it out later, which was beautiful. went out and covered that story. There was a facility in Earth City where they would bring in the trash trucks from the recyclable. They dump it out onto the floor, and they paid people to stand there as it was going down a conveyor belt and pick out the plastic bottles and throw the paper over here. They were doing all that for you. You know why? Because there was a time in this country when the Chinese would buy our recyclables so the trash companies could actually make money off of that stream. They're charging you to take it, and they're getting money on the back end because China's buying all the recyclables. About 8 or 9 years ago, China stopped buying all of that crap.
Why? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. All I know is all of these communities loved having single stream recycling. So they would demand it as part of their contract with these waste companies. Well, fewer and fewer of the waste companies are now offering it because it doesn't work. And most of that stuff ends up in the landfill. Mm-hmm. Makes you feel good in your garage, but there's nobody sorting it anymore. There's no money in it.
Yep.
There's no money in it.
I mean, there's a report out called The Fraud of Plastic Recycling.
Yes.
The Fraud. Just talking about how really this is just a PR thing that they're trying to do to make you feel better about it. In fact, it's people are coming around and realizing that it is a fraud, so much so that the Plastics Industry Association came out about a month or so ago, at least that's when this was posted on YouTube, a video trying to convince all of us that recycling is indeed real.
Yeah.
I would tell anybody that says recycling isn't real to just come down here at Envisions and spend the day and see how real it is.
I wouldn't have a job without recycling, and it's real.
Recycling is real, yes.
Recycling is real, Mark. How dare you? It is real. You know what infuriates me is that, and I'm pretty sure my parents might be in this camp, that they live in St. Charles County. It's unincorporated. So I think that they might have to pay extra to have someone come to their house to pick up their recycling, right? Because not everyone has that included. Like, we have the normal waste, you know, the bin, and then, of course, we have our recycling. We put both out on Friday morning, picked up. But they have to make a separate trip or pay somebody extra. So it's like you're being sold this lie and being charged extra for it. And it's not even doing what you think it's doing.
Well, I think people will make that hard decision. In Wildwood, we just had to switch to a new trash vendor because the other one wasn't getting the job done. The problem is, this was a big controversy out there because nobody applied for the contract because it's getting so difficult to meet the demand that you have single stream recycling that a lot of companies don't want to do it anymore. And I think this company agreed to do it for the length of this contract, but they may not be doing it after that. And that's upsetting a lot of people. The trash companies were happy to do it when they could make money on both ends. If they've got to eat all of the burden of separating that recycling out, you're going to pay for it through the nose. And we've seen that in Wildwood. Our trash prices have almost doubled, I'm pretty sure, in that last contract because the trash companies they're not eating that cost anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, ultimately, as capitalists, I guess you can't blame them. We're forcing them to do something that is that makes them consumers feel good, but at the other end of it, it's not workable.
Yeah. That woman that you heard from in the beginning of the story that we played, Jan Dell,
yes.
She believes plastic production is set to triple by 2050, that year, 2050. And with so much plastic waste, she says, piling up on land and sea, more than 170 countries are working on a United Nations treaty to end plastic pollution. I'm just picturing like Mount Crumpet with the Grinch. Like the chute, you just boop, dump it in there and it just flies up. I mean, like, where is it all going to go?
Yeah.
I just think it's so interesting where companies can be so shiesty is the word that comes to mind. And it's just, they really lead us to, like, even with food and stuff, I go back to that. I know I have a lot of opinions about this. It's like, you can slap on the word, like, organic or cage-free, these words that make us feel like we're eating better quality food. And it doesn't mean that all products that say organic or cage-free, that's a lie or whatever. But it's just there are so many workarounds now with the FDA where they can figure out a way to put that on there. And it's just not what you think it is. It's not. It's a lie. And I wish there were more regulations on stuff like this. Like the fact that these plastic companies that are, of course, calling this report that says that recycling is a fraud, they're like, this is ridiculous. That's not true. La, 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 la. Because we need you to still buy our plastic products because it's cheap. That's why. It's going to cost them more if they were forced to use a different product, material.
Here's what they know. If they have to go away from single stream recycling, people won't do it. And they may still be recycling paper and cardboard, and they may recycle some plastics. But if it's up to the consumer to sort them before the trash company takes them, the number of people doing that will plummet. It'll just drop. Right now, it's convenient for me to go out in the light blue trash can, which is the recycling trash can, and toss in a plastic bottle. This morning, I put the empty orange juice container in there that I emptied before I came to work.
You drink orange juice every morning, don't you?
Often, yeah. Just for the vitamin C, whatever. Can't be bad for me, right? And I threw it in there. I felt good about myself. I put it in the recycling bin. I don't know if that's ever going to be recycled.
You go, Mark Cox. Look at you recycling.
That's my one thing.
That it's likely going to end up in a landfill. I don't know if he deserves a clap because while he feels good about that, I have a feeling it's going to end up in the landfill.
Put my beer bottles in there, my bourbon bottles in there. I'm doing the right thing.
You're a good person, Mark Cox.
That's my one thing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for that affirmation. I needed that.
I guess I'll keep recycling, but let me just tell you, though, if you think you're just saving the planet by doing it, I'm really sorry to break it to you this morning. You're not.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of snowflakes will be crying in their...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Cereal this morning upon hearing that.
Recycle that box, though, after you finish the cereal, please.
Yeah, please do. But please throw it in there. So it might not end up in the landfill. We'll see.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.